This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. Hey, maybe William Shatner negotiated a higher stock price. Shares of Priceline.com, which has Shatner as a spokesman, are now close to $1,000. The last time they flew this high was back in April of 1999, and just 18 months later, they crashed at $1.31. So it's a pretty remarkable resurrection. Sarah McCammon looks at how Priceline bounced back.
If you think Priceline is just a cute little website where William Shatner helps you find a cheap plane ticket, think again. It's the second largest travel company in the world.
It's a very underappreciated fact.
Rafat Ali is the CEO of the travel industry website Skift.
When you tell this to people, their minds usually tend to get blown.
It almost wasn't that way. Henry Blodgett is the editor of Business Insider and a former stock analyst. He says the company went public to tremendous hype at the height of the dot-com boom.
And then completely collapsed, down 99%. And pretty much everybody wrote the company off for dead.
But it's back, Blodgett says, thanks to careful management and smart investments.
They have just been quietly putting up the numbers quarter after quarter for the last 5 to 10 years, and that's what's delivered it.
Priceline recently bought the travel site Kayak. It also owns rentalcars.com and the hotel site booking.com. Rafat Ali of Skift says that's a major reason for Priceline's success.
The secret in the travel industry is that airline bookings make no money. Hotels is where the money is made.
Scott Kessler is an equity analyst with S&P Capital IQ. He says this is being called the most remarkable turnaround in the history of the Internet.
And I think that's a fair characterization in many respects. The stock actually over the last 10 years has risen more than 3,000%.
Analysts say there's still room for Priceline to grow. I'm Sarah McCammon for Marketplace.